tomorrow wasn't promised, what would you give for today? Forget everything else. Forget everything else. Forget that there was any sunlight left. What would you spend today? Because every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. So now you got to go out and show them that I'm a different creature now than I was 5 minutes ago. Because I'm pissed off for greatness. Because if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you okay with being mediocre. Ain't no man in here okay with being just basic. So let's do what we do.
But you know, good Tiger Lee. Week 13 is in the books, and it's fucking playoff time, bros.
Playoff time?
Yes, fucking playoff time. For you,
yeah,
and our other co-host that is not here. I am your host, Super Duper Digger Dave, and I'm here with the Weed Freak, Beer Drinking, Ha, Nah, Eaton. Benny Boo, what'd it do?
I'm back in the playoffs.
Yes. Not
for 1 week.
Not how you want it to be,
no,
though.
No, not at all.
And reporting live from Denver, Colorado, it is the most hated man in fantasy, Taylor Ford. What's happening, bro?
Oh, how the fuck dare you ask me some bullshit like that, Dave? You come at me in my time. You come and ask me how I'm doing. You ask me how I'm doing. How the fuck you think I'm doing? I got beat by fucking Baze. I'm so embarrassed. I don't even want to show my face in public. I want to wear a fucking rag, a shroud over my head, and hide my shame, and just get fucking people on the sidewalk just say, shame, shame,
shame. Shame. Follow you in shame, shame. Yeah, well, I've felt like that since week one. So, you know, after a while, you just get used to it. It's not a big problem. Week 13 in the books, and man, it was a fucking week. There were so many possibilities that could have happened with the last, three spots, you know, with points scored, with head-to-heads, with win-losses. But it all came down to this. Now we're looking into the playoffs. So, just a few little tidbits of what happened, just to remind the viewers. Not really tidbits, but first of all, I wake up this morning, fucking Kenyon Fate, is that the name? Steven fucking Patton steals Rob's Ben of his bye week, which we all thought was locked in.
In my fucking sleep.
Rob's Ben. And the whole day before, Steven whining about what tight end he started, and oh my gosh, I can't believe I made the wrong play. And Steven still wins and gets the bye week. Your thoughts, Taylor? How you feel about that?
Man, it's that bye week is important, but you know what they say, byes make bitches.
That's right.
So you're going to come out strong, that bye make you weak, make you strong. You start eating on your bye week, you're not looking at your phone and shit. You get loose in your bye week. I like to stay tight, and I like to play first round.
All right. And that's what I'm going in with a mindset, because I have no fucking choice.
And quick shout out to Cooge, who just busted his ass on the mic. Happy
Hope
birthday, Cooge.
Happy birthday. Busted his ass on the mic.
All right. The other two big highlights, you know, of this playoff thing that blew my mind. Mariah started off 0-5 this year.
Tied with you.
Tied with me, 0-5, then made this fucking, 7-1 run and ended up making the fucking playoffs. Good shit, Mariah. One of the most dangerous teams in the league.
She wasn't supposed to fucking play. She's supposed to fucking quit.
Yeah.
And I told her to quit, and she should have fucking quit. She said she's going to quit. We should have not let her play ever. No more Mariah in the league. No more Baze. Fuck all that shit. Dicks only. If you don't hang low, you should be in the league. Sex is just fuck. Fuck that. Because she wasn't supposed to fucking play. And I was like, cool, replace your ass. And then she was like, oh, since you're going to replace me so quick, I guess I'm going to play.
Yeah, she quit on draft day. She did quit on draft day.
Yeah, she did.
And then she came back, and then she fucking made the fucking playoffs.
When you fuck with the bull, you get the horns. And Mariah was very horny this year because everybody got it. So yeah, good shit, Mariah. And oh man, the Messiah. Johnny was walking on water those first 6 weeks of the season. Then lost 5 out of his last 7. But miraculously, on the 3rd day, rose again and beat Rick and made the fucking playoffs. We might have a Martinez Super Bowl on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. Time would tell.
Never.
Time would tell.
Never.
It starts with this week. Anyways, and let's move on. Unless y'all got something else to add about anybody got some shots I'm gonna throw at. Sarah's just been uber quiet. Nobody.
She still got $100 in her fucking
fab. Her fab. Not too spent money. And she's sitting at what, 4 right now?
Yeah, she's at fucking 4.
With a solid team and not paying for nothing. Sarah, this is all you. You have all the money in the world. If you need somebody, you fucking go get them. Tonight, you go fucking pay for them. You can spend $100 on a fucking kicker. You got the money to fucking do it. And that's about it. It's going to be interesting playoffs.
But yeah, I mean, you go from 2 weeks ago, Sarah not even setting her fucking lineup.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Winning.
And winning, yeah.
And then you got this week where she still sets her lineup and ugly. She loses, but it don't fucking matter. It
doesn't matter.
Who cares?
In there. No, she won. She beat Doty.
Oh, yeah, she beat Doty. That's right. She played fucking Doty.
I outscored Sarah this week. Good job, Sarah. You're in the playoffs, and I'm not. but good shit to those 6 who made it. And, of course, Ricky on top. Still.
Ricky won the money from the keg.
That's right. Money from last year's keg went to Ricky for most points scored in the season.
He was still 90-something points shy of the all-time. But good job. Good season so far, Rick. Keep it going, bud.
Yeah, it's not over yet, though. You still have to win 2 more games.
Yeah, you got the 3 guys on one side of the bracket, me, Steven, and Johnny. And then you got the 3 females on the other side, as in Sarah, Mariah, and Richard. So we'll see how this playoff works, you know.
It's the second year in a row, it's the playoffs. I fucking hate everybody. I swear to God, I fucking hate everybody.
But didn't you go to the Super Bowl like 2 years in a row?
Yeah, he went 2 years in a row and then
missed the playoffs two years in a row.
He's been in the bushes.
I went to the Super Bowl 3 years in a row.
Three years in a row.
Missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. This is shameful. Both Mariah and both Martinez, both Pachifaz made it. I just want to throw my fucking phone. I just want to go office space on something. I swear.
Well, oh, shit. I wasn't even close enough to feel that feeling, so fuck y'all. Fuck you, Ben, for missing your bye week, and fuck you, Taylor, for sucking just enough not to make the playoffs. All right, let's go on to headlines. Ain't much. We had some injuries. You got 2 people out with illnesses. Tyreek missed a practice with illness. He'll probably play.
That's a playoff implicator.
He plays for Sarah. Clyde missed last. Well, he didn't miss last. He was active last week with illness. I don't think he played at all. Expect him to come back this week. Other than that, Josh Jacobs ankle injury.
Ricky's still on the bye though. So
Ricky's on the bye. He's most likely to miss this week. I don't even know, to be honest. I haven't read how severe this is. He didn't practice at all last week. We knew he was missing. And I don't think he's going to practice at all again this week. And Gruden already knew, like, he's not going to fucking play. So, I don't know. We're assuming next week he plays, but that's something we'll have to watch. I don't know how severe this injury is. I really hadn't read much about it. You seen anything about it, Taylor?
I did not, no.
It's very hush-hush right now.
I saw one report that he might not suit up.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. I don't think he's gonna play at all, but it's cool for Rick because
he's on the bye.
Yeah, he's on the bye, but still, if it's this bad, 2 weeks in a row, you were hoping that he gets some practice in next week and plays. But time will tell. We'll see. That's the playoff news. I mean, you got Antonio Gibson, the bad turf toe. He's gonna be out most likely, and Christian McCaffrey practice gonna play this week. Until today, he kind of fucked up. What, his quad? His thigh?
Tightened up on him.
You know, we'll see what happens with Christian McCaffrey. Unfortunately, the team with him isn't in the fucking playoffs. What a jag.
I tell you what, if I could go back to that trade with Foose, where I traded him Christian McCaffrey for Lamar Jackson, I would go back and I would choose fucking neither.
Yeah. This was just a weird year.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's a terrible year.
But that was your headlines. I know Carolina got shut down for COVID, but they're back on. And really, that's about it.
How about them Saints?
Oh, we're doing this now. All right. Surprise birthday for
birthday blast.
Man, that smells 30 years old right there. Yeah, you're going to be getting those all night, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well,
I got pink eye.
Yep. Okay, let's see what happened last week. Let's just go straight to it.
You want to do that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start from the bottom of my list. Yethelemy Smiles against IR Spots Matter. And, you know, I had a strong feeling Doty would make a run, just the way his team looked, getting most of it back. But he kind of pooped the bed. 79 points from Doty to Sarah's horrible 109. What a jag. I've been scoring 109 all year. You got to do better than that, Sarah.
Justin Abair, Keenan Allen. I mean, that's
New England. New England blew him out.
That's it.
And we talked about it early in the week, like, man, you know, because we have Keenan Allen in another league. It's like, I'm glad we don't have to, you know.
We didn't have to win.
We didn't have to win because I was scared of the New England matchup. And it showed because Herbert had his worst fucking game of the year, and Allen paid for it.
Yeah, I mean, Slayton didn't do anything, Schultz. But, I mean, on the bench, you got Beasles and Tim Patrick, man. Tim Patrick every week is either going for close to 100 fucking yards or a touchdown. I mean, look at this. Touchdown, 100 yards. One bad week, Kansas City. He was hurt against the Chargers. Then touchdown, another 10 points, 100-yard games out against New Orleans, and then two touchdowns this week. And Beasley, man, just fucking erupted. You play Beasley and fucking Patrick over. Well, yeah, I mean, you play one of them over Slayton.
Nobody would have ever made that decision. So you're going to sit Darius Slayton against Seattle. Are you going to sit Keenan Allen? You going to sit Raheem Mostert?
No, but I mean, I could have easily.
With Colt McCoy as my quarterback against Seattle.
I would not have played Slayton, no.
Yeah, that would have been my difference maker with the quarterback. Daniel Jones plays, no doubt. I'm sorry, Slayton. They should probably have to shoot
that's
it out.
You play fucking Cole Beasley because he's done started Beasley several weeks out of the past five, and you play him over Slayton. You beat Sarah by a point, and it's game over. You're possibly in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's in the mix.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you. That Seattle matchup is very inviting with the quarterback out. I can see you doing that. I can see you doing that one, but.
But
that would have been tough.
Well, I just real quick shout out to the NFC East. People shit on them all the time, brother. Giants and Washington got some nice defenses.
Yeah, bro.
And they're both on a run right now. So the Giants' defense been good, been decent all year, but they've really been stepping up. And they were in Russell Wilson's ass every time.
I mean, you fucking won against Seattle, who is a very good team, with Colt McCoy.
With Colt McCoy,
the defense prevailed. And the same thing, bro, Washington with Alex Smith balling out, not balling out, but just doing what he got to do to win games.
Alex Smith, just managing the game, making one or two throws toward in the game, and then winning the game for him. The NFC East is the laughing stock of the league, but even Philly, you know, I'm interested to see what Jalen Hurts does. I know I'm going a little off topic out the game, but I just want to mention, you know, Jalen Hurts starting. Philly already has a good defense. The only team with a bad defense is Dallas in that division.
I'm sorry, but I just feel for Jalen Hurts having to play us this
week. Oh, yeah. Jalen Hurts is fucked this week, but I have high hopes for Jalen Hurts. But
he looked good. He really did. So, I mean, right there, the one single point right there, you play Cole Beasley, beat Sarah, and that's just it. Because, actually, y'all would have fucking tied, to be honest with you.
But his bench
points. But you would have had her at the bench points. Yeah. So, I mean,
Doty would have had a chance.
It is what it is. And
we can't, it's impossible to go back and try to figure out who the fuck would have made it. But anyway.
Anyways, just a standout point, man, for Sarah. I mean, I know she still won, but Todd Gurley in his last two games against the Saints had a total of 5 fantasy points.
Insane.
He's a little banged up, though. They came out and said he had a little knee injury. And I just.
He don't have a knee injury. He's got arthritis in his fucking knee. Yeah,
his knees bother him. And they came out and said that's why he didn't. He went out the game. I thought he was out the game at one point, but he came back. And one other thing. This, real quick, it doesn't matter in this league. I know I play in a bunch of leagues. I'm sure y'all play in other leagues. Alvin Kamara was dominant. Fucking dominant for the first, almost the whole year. Last 3 weeks. This week was modest against Atlanta. 16 points. Okay, cool. That's not the Alvin Kamara you want. The week before, 8 points. The week before that, 10 points.
Yeah.
Is this...
Alvin Kamara is a product of Drew Brees being in the lineup and being and thinking and dunking. Without that, I don't think Alvin Kamara is going to be what you got him to be.
So they did give you 88 rushing yards.
But come on, against Atlanta, we expected a lot more. So I'm just wondering, just real quick, around the table, we ain't got to take too much time on this. Like I said, Doty's out the playoffs. Kamara don't matter this year. But Brees might be out next year. I'm assuming Kamara's, you would think, would go top three, but is he worth the top three?
Who's the quarterback?
No.
And that's what I'm saying.
Who's the quarterback?
But what he did all year, and maybe he gets a couple games towards the end of the year where he balls, is Kamara really – but you can't overlook – he's probably going to finish top five. So do you take him top three? You got McCaffrey, Cook. Is Kamara that guy, or do you go somewhere else?
No, you don't, because it's the receiving work. It's not the rushing work. The rushing work is the same. He's gotten about the same amount of rushes he got. He had 13, 11, and 15. That's pretty normal. And he's gotten 45, 54, 88 yards, 2 touchdowns. Normal. Yes. It's the receiving work. It's the dinking and dunking you're not seeing.
Correct.
Sean Payton tailored that offense to Drew Brees, and Drew Brees is not in the offense, so it's different.
That's it. He has to tailor it to Taysom. And Taysom, instead of dunking and dinking, he's going to take off and sling or run, you know?
Yeah, he wants to go downfield.
Kamara had, 15 attempts or so, but Taysom had 14.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they right neck and neck, you know. So that's the cap on that. But good job, Sarah.
Yeah, good win, Sarah. You held down your spot.
Fourth place.
All right, where I'm going next with this? Let's go to fuck it. I'm gonna go to mine. Let's go Marksville Motor Boaters against. If you ain't first, you're last. Trey fighting for a playoff spot, and he did what the fuck he's supposed to do. And first of all, I want to say, Trey had a good year, almost all because he had the second best tight end in NFL history.
No, we just – he didn't listen to the pod last week.
Oh, I told you I didn't listen to the pod.
We're over that, bud.
Oh, where is it?
Taylor
just
came
year?
Out, made us – he's like, I'm sorry, everybody.
I
want
to hear it. I didn't get to hear it. Go ahead, Taylor.
Listen, I'm sorry. All I meant to say was that with Kittle out, Darren Waller is better than Mark Andrews. And with the struggles they've had, I didn't mean to imply that he's God's gift to earth. That's all I want to say.
But this week he was God's gift to earth.
I hope you retract that statement, because Darren Waller did what usually one player does to me every week. Most of the time it's the whole team, but I've been saying it all year. I sound like a broken record. If you play me, you're going to ball.
Mike Thomas.
If you play me, you're going to ball. Your player's going to have... You're going to have 2 or 3 players in your lineup have the best week of their season. Darren Waller, 55 points, 13 receptions, 200 fucking yards from your tight end, and 2 touchdowns. Mike Thomas finally came through, 9 for 105. Other than that, Aaron Rodgers did his thing, and that was about it. Trey didn't really do shit. Fortunately for him, my team ain't do shit either. But I finally started a quarterback that did something. Unfortunately, he's the only person that did something. Except for Deontay Johnson. Just imagine how good Deontay Johnson would be on Johnny's team right now if he wouldn't have traded him for T.Y. fucking Hilton, who now belongs with Foose.
Terrible.
Yeah. Deontay Johnson getting 10-plus targets a fucking game. We'll cross that bridge later on, I guess.
Look at Michael Thomas, his average depth of target. 9 for 105. He doesn't do that. He's usually 13 for 8.
Yeah, 13 for 80-something. But I'm glad to see it. Taysom throwing it down the field. But anyway, good shit, Trey. You could have made the playoffs. You didn't. But you did what you had to do to give you a chance. All right. Next game. Base for days. Girlfriend. I'm going to do it again. Girlfriend. We don't know if April Douglas is alive, but base for days against tits and tight ends. Taylor, you had a great week, bro. You started everybody you should have started. Unfortunately, you had to start Devontae fucking Booker. But,
Devontae Booker had more points than Henry.
He sure did, because Derrick Henry had a pretty crappy week. But it doesn't matter when you have Devontae Adams, who has been dominating. all fucking year long.
Like you were saying earlier that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
You take away that huge, you give Tyreek a 20-point game instead of a 60-something burner.
And he's Devontae, probably number one.
And Devontae is easily number one.
And he's missed games.
7 weeks in a row with a touchdown. 3 out of the 4 double-digit multi-scores, you know. The dude's just a freak. He's just one of the best receivers in the league. Tyler Boyd Taylor, 1 catch, 72 yards, a touchdown, gets ejected. How you feel about him?
That's what kind of week it was.
Yeah, I scored that trash ass Brandon Cooks who fell second to fiddle. I don't know if that's a real saying. It just sounds like some shit some old people say. Against Kiki Cutie. QT. What was your name last year? Taylor?
What? Beer ponging with my homies.
No,
some QTs or whatever. But anyway, Kiki QT.
It was something. It was like
riding with QTs was, in my home or something. I don't know.
Yeah, something.
Bitch, you know what it was.
I'm so high.
I don't remember.
I'm so Rocky Mountain high. I can't think of nothing.
Corey Davis, 38 points with 11 receptions, 182 yards, and a touchdown is...
Good for you, Corey Davis. Get your 11 catches, and guess what? You can get your 11 catches and your touchdown, and you still don't average as much as A.J. Brown, so keep it rolling.
What's the average?
17.9 to 16.7.
Wow. It's a 1-point
You're right. There's still weeks left for A.J. to blow the fuck up.
Or to get 4 catches and no touchdowns and suck a lot of dick.
Touchdowns are coming.
Pterodactyl style, just from both sides.
Regardless, Taylor, you picked the perfect lineup. Debo didn't do what he wanted for you. Gaskins, Firkser.
Hey, yeah, he had a good week. Her 31 points is modest.
Yeah, I mean, just...
Mariah just continues to wall out, though.
That's it.
Yeah, icing.
Damn.
Slapping the icing. All right, let's go to the next game that I forgot went to. It was... What game did I go to? Oh, yeah.
Taco.
Johnny in the highest. He is back. He is risen. He is walking the earth right now.
On week 13, he rose again.
And he's here to hopefully lose next week. Johnny upset Rick for the second time this year. Well, first game might not have been an upset.
Might not have been an upset because that's when Johnny was steamrolling.
But Aaron Jones fucked Ricky over once again.
Dude, Aaron Jones, have you ever met him, Richard? Like, did you do something bad to this guy? Did you ever come across his family or something? Jeez.
Bro, this dude fucked you over twice. This dude had a trash
this
game.
Dude, 2 games has over 100 fantasy points against Richard.
Yeah, just against Richard. But was they was kind of stopping Aaron Jones and broke off for a 70-something yard touchdown.
77. Longest of his career.
And that put Rick away on its own. Plus Josh Allen's 4 fucking touchdowns.
Kenyon Drake, another week with a touchdown because Steven just, here you go, guys. Yes,
let him go. But, like I
Justin
said.
Justin Jefferson, fellas.
Is the truth.
Bah, 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 bah.
Go Tigers!
They sounded be good.
Yeah. I'm just wiping it every couple minutes, make sure we don't go off. But yeah, Justin Jefferson. How you feel about Justin Jefferson, Taylor? Is this guy for real?
Randy Moss in that offense.
Oh,
hey, you see him putting up numbers like Randy? Buddy?
He is, bro. That dude is fucking straight out of LSU, man. I love
Terry
to see
is
it.
Putting up numbers like
listen,
Ross, but
you can't just like play back against Minnesota. Everybody knows Minnesota wants to run the ball 30 times a game. You got to put 7 men in the box at least. That just leaves a lot of single coverage from Justin Jefferson, and he runs a great route and he has great hands. And that's just the bottom line.
Yep.
It just works. It works. It really does work.
It just fucking works, huh?
Well,
mark it down.
It was nice to see Jonathan Taylor with a good game finally. He'd been a little banged
hell
up before
yeah.
then. He didn't do it. 91 yards. He got that big receiving touchdown. Okay, this is what I wanted to get to. Ben gave away Josh Allen for...
AJ.
Yeah. How did AJ work for you this week?
This week, but look at what he's done.
How about Russell Wilson? How Russell Wilson been doing for you since you started playing him?
Okay, but what Antonio Gibson and Antonio Brown would have did me this week? 1 combined point. So, okay, I mean, what are we arguing here?
That you traded the wrong fucking quarterback. That's what you fucking did.
Russell will prevail.
Russell Wilson. I said this when Rick made the trade. I was like, okay, well, and I made an announcement when we was fucked up the other night and had a big time super duper Thanksgiving podcast. Was it Thanksgiving with Green and all that?
Yeah.
Russell Wilson will fuck you and Rick in the long run because Russell Wilson had a bad game against the Giants. DK Metcalf, 13, Lockett, 12. And y'all were like, oh, well, if you combine both their points, they're both going to average you about 15, 16 a game. No, they won't, because this is what you get on Russell Wilson's bad half of the year. Tyler Lockett is not – Tyler Lockett is the number 8 wide receiver right now. Why is that? Because he had 64 fucking points in week 7. Since then, 7, 8, 13, 21. Big Tyler Lockett game, 5-12. While you have James Robinson doing his thing every fucking week.
You're right, man.
Russell Wilson Robinson. Is good for one half of the fucking year. Now,
well, just hope he can do something this week.
Now, this week he will because he plays the Jets. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. This will be Russell Wilson's probably last big hoorah, and you will be able to enjoy it.
Hoorah!
Because then Josh Allen will be out the playoffs, and you'll be like, oh, I knew I made the right trade. Yeah, absolutely. Fucking piece of shit. All right, that's enough of this game. No, it's not. Rick, you lost to Johnny twice. You lost to his wife once, if I'm not mistaken.
3 of his 4 losses are from the Martinez family.
And you have a Martinez looking towards you. We'll get there in a little bit. Damn, we still ain't did nothing to this clock.
What time we got?
Shit, we had 25 minutes, guys.
Oh, 25 lotters. We still got one more of the game of the week.
Game of the fucking week. A must win. For Steven, apparently.
Oh, yeah, to get the fucking second place.
Kenya. Yep, we're good. Kenya Fake. 171, my bad. It's been a while since I controlled these things.
Y'all talk about me, bitch.
Why does your mouse have like 18 buttons? Oh, oh, shots fired.
Nobody eat that cookie.
Your mouse has like 30 fucking buttons on it. It looks like a fucking stupid Xbox controller.
It's a gamer mouse that I don't play any games with.
Yeah, god damn. But anyway, 171 to 169. Gross. Foose needed a win to have a chance. Steven needed a win to have a chance. Well, nah, Steven was pretty much in. Didn't matter. Big Ben Roethlisberger, 28 points. Lamar Jackson, 29.
Had Lamar hit Miles Boykins on that fucking drive on the end zone, the last drive they had in the red zone, Foose would have won, I would have had a bye, and none of this shit would have been talked about right now.
But he didn't. Lamar Jackson was a big bust this year.
Absolutely. I mean, he did better for Foose than McCaffrey did, so at least that.
Yeah, he gave him a chance.
Melvin Gordon, bro.
131 yards, 23 points.
T.Y.
with 28. The forgotten T.Y. Hilton, the scrub I traded, 2 weeks the Jags on the drop.
2 weeks in a row, Foose assembles a fucking waiver wire team and comes up really well.
It came really well until then. Mecole Hardman, 2 points. Robert Tonyan, 13. You take that from a tight end. Wayne fucking Gallman.
Wayne.
Cocaine Wayne Gallman. With 135 yards. No touchdowns because they both went to Alfred Morris. Good shit with the Gallman. You started Evan Ingram in your flex. Look, guy, there's a reason that I didn't want Evan Ingram. He had maybe 2 good games all season, but...
Harrison, the butt kicker, with 19
points. From your fucking kicker. 19
from a fucking kicker. That's what this is.
And that's what kept him in the hunt. Unfortunately, Big Ben, 28. Dalvin Cook, 31. No touchdowns needed, by the way. Adam Thielen, 21 in a fucking overtime win against Jacksonville. Yes. Calvin Ridley, 18. Josh Reed, who he fucking cried about starting,
catches a touchdown
and gets some 12 points. Kareem Hunt, 10.
Just enough, but juice. He picked up, I mean, he had juice all year. Juice is balling out the last 2 weeks now.
He has. He is the man right now in Cleveland.
Defensive washout.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, both.
Well, not
both
really. I mean, that's the points right there.
3 points, yeah. Yeah. Look,
Foose had the best lineup. You tried hard, Foose. You was dealt some tough cards this year. Galladay, Mike Evans being shit.
Yeah, look.
CMC.
I gave a shout out from Mariah starting 0-5. You was there with us at the bottom of the trenches. You looked just as bad as me and her did. Matter of fact, me and you was the bottom two for the longest, but you made some moves. You made a run. Unfortunately, it ended this week. And that's it, fellas. That's it.
That was it, you guys. That's 13. That's 2020 regular season in the books, fellas. And so far, knock on wood, we have made it through. No shutdown from COVID. We've even had some wild scheduling, but we're still going strong.
That's it. Yeah, matter of fact, they got some games rearranged. I saw today, but we deal with it when we get to next week.
Come next week, football, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Come championship. Come championship week, football, Thursday, Friday. No, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It is glorious.
Wow. Fucking A.
Fucking just talking, yeah.
I'm trying to think how I want to do these power rankings. Because you see what I did this week, ladies and gentlemen, the power rankings all put on. It's only with the playoff teams because the bottoms don't matter because we're just battling for where we get the fucking pick.
You're battling for pick 7 right now.
Yeah. Well, I want to go on to that first.
And I will go on to that first. We're going to start off. This is a consolation ladder. We're going to go through this, then I go through my power rankings. But we're going to start off. Remember, the further you advance, the better of a chance you get for a better pick or whatever pick you want. Okay, first matchup, tits and tight ends against, if you ain't first, your last. The battle of the
6-7 Colorado dick suckers.
Yes.
That's about right.
Taylor Ford, does McCaffrey play?
Yeah, no. Why the fuck would you play McCaffrey after you paid him? Go out for nothing. You're not making, I don't even know if Carolina's in the hunt anymore.
Well,
they can win their next four games. They have a chance. They're about one more game away from elimination.
They're one more mathematically out, but anyways.
But he tweaked his whatever, so yeah, he probably won't play. Either way, we're just going to run through Tannehill, Rodgers, McCaffrey, Sanders. Miles Sanders just went to shit, and he's playing more.
He did. It's his usage, man. They're giving Boston Scott a lot of work.
But Boston Scott has looked good with the limited work he gets.
Yes.
Yeah.
But just looking through this, I'm not going to just go through it.
I mean, straight up, Taylor, I think you're going to win this one and move up in the consolation bracket, bud.
Yes, sir. That's what all we can hope for.
Hope for the best.
All right. Well,
the best we can hope fucking for since I fucking lost the Bay. This is the worst fucking year ever.
Yeah, I know, right? See, it sucks, dude. 2020, fuck you. All right, next game. Just take my 100 against IR Spots Matter.
Another 6-7 battle.
Yes.
This week, Doty is going to crush. Dude, Hebert against Atlanta.
Yeah.
Keenan against Atlanta. Kamara against Philly. Fucking James Robinson continues to eat. This is going to be the week.
He gets Godwin against Minnesota where they should be able to sling the ball.
This is where, this is the week that that Doty would have wanted, and it's just too late right now.
And this is why I picked Doty as a dark horse, because I was like, man, with the squad he got, if he could just make the fucking playoffs, he can actually have a chance. But Doty, you fucking didn't, you jag.
But Foose is going to work some magic with his scrubs that he picks up every week on the wire and give him a battle for it, I believe. I just don't think he has enough, and I think Doty wins this one.
Foose's team reminds me of all the dogs in All Dogs Go to Heaven, how they like to live this scruffy ass.
Anyway, you got Foose or what? Or you got Doty?
I'm gonna go Doty. I like Doty. I like the looks. I like the looks of that young man. The cut of his jib.
Okay.
Whack. All right. Next matchup, it's redemption week. It's redemption week for Arshon.
Another 6-7. No, 1-2.
Yeah.
The people's champ.
Yes, I am Tigers first all-time ever two-time loser.
Two-time.
Hell, I might go for three next year. You don't fucking know. And I'm playing the guy. The only guy I beat this year is Arshon.
David owns Arshon.
I should win this week. Arshon, no offense to you, but I own you, bro. I got to win. You're my last hope. If I lose you, then I might not even play Tiger next year.
Oh, Jeremy Greenhouse.
Uh-oh, we got a list.
Get ready, Green.
Jeremy, Tony, where y'all at?
All right, well, that was the consolation bracket. Let's go and see what I'm looking like in the, not what I'm looking like, but what I'm looking at in the playoff round in the top six. Okay.
It's time for Super Dave Stone Cold Power Rankings, brought to you by Colt 45 and Old English 800 and a bunch of drugs.
Yeah. Woo! Drugs and alcohol, baby. All right. Super Dave's Power Rankings. We're going to start off Rick is still at number one. Rick is still running shit. I give a fuck about the Messiah's win. Rick is still doing his thing. But coming in at number two, oh, it's Bae. So I think it's just Bae's now. Who fucking knows? Mariah, number two. Sarah. Oh, man, them top three is locked up. Sarah, go buy somebody. I don't give a fuck who you buy. Just go buy somebody. You got lots of money to do it. And then your last three, I got Benny Boo at number four. Kenyon Fake, Stevie P from where?
Little Lake Pearl.
And number five, and I got the False Messiah at number six. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your Super Day Song Cold Pie Rank for the week. Yes, it is playoff time, and I believe
those, the bitches run shit.
Yes. Sorry, Rick. I walked in that one. Rick is still the man to beat, but let's go on to that matchup. Battle of the, I'm going to say base for PC setting. Yeah, you go ahead and say that.
I'm not going to be afraid. Battle of the bitches.
I'm still trying to get a job at KLB. You know, I got to watch how I call women. I don't want this coming back to haunt me while I drink my beer. But battle of the bitches. Man.
7-6, 8-5, Bae's on the win streak, and it looks like they got the juice.
She's projected 157, Sarah 142.
Off top, Henry and Adams alone matchups are stupid.
Yes.
Detroit, Jacksonville, this yes. should be nasty.
What
Boyd,
is, what,
Boyd with Dallas. I mean,
Boyd, that's exactly, you know, since Burrow been gone, you don't really don't have the faith in Boyd, but he has the matchup to do it. They should be able to throw on him. Ebron's been actually a solid tight end this
heavily
year.
Heavily targeted.
Nobody
a lot
talks
of drops.
About him, but yeah, he gets a lot of drops.
Best, but he
just can't
get
catch
targeted.
The ball, but he gets it. Ronald Jones against Minnesota.
Hmm. Hey,
who knows?
We'll see.
Corey Davis. Fucking Davis, the best receiver in Tennessee.
You stupid.
Is playing Jacksonville. New Orleans against Philly is actually a good matchup for New Orleans.
Great
going
matchup.
Against a rookie.
And Sarah's the kicker.
Sarah's talking about, okay, Kyler Murray. She needs Kyler Murray ball. But
New York Giants.
But is that, was the Giants playing bad Russell Wilson? No, they wouldn't. They just kept getting to him. But we'll see what Kyler can do. Maybe Kyler's little quick legs can get away from quicker than Russell Wilson's spinning and running back and spinning again and running back and spinning and bam, you're down 15 yards. Maybe it's different for Kyler. Maybe I don't know. But it's not as easy as a matchup as it seems. Todd Gurley, I'm hoping she doesn't play Todd Gurley. Which she might not have a fucking choice.
I mean, she's gonna
she
have
does.
To go by.
She can go Montgomery and then play Robbie Anderson. In the slot going against yeah. Denver, who just lost AJ Bouye for six games because of drugs,
yeah,
not steroids.
Yeah,
but no, Tyreek at Miami, Cooper Kupp against New England tomorrow night.
That's a rough one right there, you know.
Yes,
but who does Gilmore get? Kupp or Woods? I mean, I'd say
it
Woods.
Doesn't matter.
I know.
Defense is just good. Hunter Henry, Atlanta is an okay matchup. Julio
with the Chargers.
Should ball.
So.
That should be a shootout. Say so. You got Montgomery at Houston.
Bears in Houston, I mean.
Yeah.
Or Washington, San Francisco.
Sorry. I think, besides project the score, if she plays her lineup right, I think it could be a lot closer.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Devontae Adams doesn't have to catch like he does.
Yeah, because Aaron Jones will probably run
for
like 6,000 yards.
Yeah.
And beat me. So
Derrick Henry owns Jacksonville. It's almost a lot that Derrick Henry's going to cut
it's
up.
It's going to be pretty fucking gross.
But I think it'll be a lot closer than what it's calling
what
for.
What do we say that? Week two, Derrick Henry plays Jacksonville and gets 8 points.
Yeah, but it's wintertime, cuz.
You're right.
Derrick Henry cuts up in the wintertime. But
the abominable snowman.
Coming off that week he just had, Tennessee's going to get back to the basics to make sure Henry is able to run the ball. Who knows? Division. Hey, Sarah has a chance. I know Mariah's been on the hot streak. Sarah has a chance. But I believe Mariah keeps on trucking and wins. Ben, how you feel?
Man, I really...
Deshaun Watson might not do shit for you. They're playing Chicago. You know,
exactly.
If Kyler Murray has a great game,
Sarah has
and Deshaun Watson doesn't,
but she really got to evaluate that lineup of starting Gurley. I mean, he's done fucked you fucking 3 out of the last 4 weeks. So,
yeah.
Don't do that. Why you gotta do that?
Why you gotta do that?
Why you gotta do that? I mean, shit. Your back's against the wall.
Who's supposed to play?
Put David Montgomery.
Play Robbie Anderson.
Probably play Robbie Anderson. That's what we just said. Yeah,
yeah, Robbie plays Denver. If you play Robbie Anderson, hope he has a big game. If she does that, I think it's going to be a lot closer. I still think Mariah wins.
I say Mariah could still get it, though. Just that
matchups, man. Yeah. She got even, like I say, Tyler Boyd, with no quarterback, has a great matchup against Dallas. So
no matter what she does, she's going to fucking Mariah going to win. I hate it.
I mean, she's a 14.5 favorite, so I'm going to stick with it. Mariah, I think you go on to the next round. Sarah, I love you. You had a nice year being very low-key active.
Yeah.
And I think it finally catches up to you this week, though.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Sarah.
Ho in the matchup of the week.
Another 7-6 and an 8-5.
Taco Core against Will Fork on the first date. Ben, you've been struggling as of late. That's Johnny has been struggling as of late, but he's coming off a high right now, off a big win against Rick. But here we go. This is what I was talking about earlier. You traded away Josh Allen. I thought you were stupid for doing it, but it might come out in your favor. Josh Allen plays Pittsburgh this week. Russell Wilson plays the Jets. Do we believe that Russell Wilson cooks against the Jets as he should?
I really fucking hope so. I super hope so, bro. I really do think, I think this is the week that they try to right the ship. I mean, they got to, if they want to make this playoff push, they got to start making some dubs, buddy. Yeah. Because Arizona's right there. The Rams are there. Fucking San Francisco is still alive. Yeah. So, I mean,
they could fucking find themselves outside of the playoffs real quick.
And you got a hungry ass Jets team. So they're going to try the most, but you just got to show that you're a better fucking football team.
I just want to say real quick that Greg Williams, that is a fucking hero. Because had he not done that, they might have won the game and lost out on the number one pick. Even if you don't go get Trevor, you can still trade the number one pick for a lot more than you can the number two pick.
Yes. Yes, you can. And fuck you, Greg Williams. You're out of a job. Hey, it sounds kind of salty. I don't try to wish bad shit upon people. But fuck you, Greg Williams. You fucked our fucking franchise over. Fuck you. Good shit for going to all out blitz, you fucking jag. I hope you never fucking, you'll probably never get a job again in the NFL. You might coach fucking peewee football, you piece of shit, and probably get kicked out of there because you're a piece of shit.
Pizza shit.
Anyways,
fuck.
Did y'all say pizza shit?
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
You ever had pizza shit? It's pretty bad.
As in shit from eating pizza?
Correct. Yes, that is horrible if you eat way too much. Between the cheese and the grease and the pepperoni grease and the ham grease. But anyway, yeah, pizza shits are the worst.
And the ass grease when it comes out. But anyways.
But this is where it gets sticky. You got Nick Chubb against Baltimore.
Didn't do shit week one against Baltimore.
And you got Aaron Jones at Detroit, which it could be very good.
62 the first time he played him. And I think, I think he could easily, I expect 40 from Aaron Jones right now, to be honest with y'all. I really do.
But this is where it gets better, because you have Claypool, who's been up and down. You're hoping he has another down week against McLaurin, who you're expecting to shake back against San Francisco.
If Claypool can see a lot of Tre'Davious White, I might stand a chance.
There you go. I doubt it, though.
He won't see him. Tre'Davious can be, I'm assuming he's
Juju. He'll be on Juju or Deontay.
Yeah, either shadow Deontay or split Deontay and Juju and just hope they don't burn him.
I don't have a chance then.
But no, you have the great A.J. Brown, who actually has a good matchup at Jacksonville if they don't give Derrick Henry the ball 40 times.
Correct.
Against D.J. Chark, who is just not who he thought he was.
He's not who he thought we were. I mean, you got to look at the team, bro. He done went through some shit. Chark is a great
receiver. Yeah, he is. This is a bad year for Chark with what's going on with the team.
I think he still has a chance to do decent because they'll be down. I think they'll have to throw it, and we'll just see what happens with that.
Kelce against Janu.
That's my difference maker. That's my difference maker for the Aaron Jones points.
Yes, because you
should. And that's what keeps me somewhat alive.
If Janu plays.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Johnny has two fucking bench spots wide open, so
he's going for the wire this week.
Crowder against Carson. Carson's ankle's still hurting,
but we're assuming he's playing. Receiver touchdown. He looked fucking great carrying it into the end zone. Yeah, so Carson's going to be good.
But Crowder in Seattle in a shootout, Crowder can do his thing.
Crowder is, and nobody thinks of Crowder as a threat.
And that's going to be Crowder the choice, can do. And that'll be the decision maker. Is it going to be Crowder or is it going to be Clyde? Because that's the two I'm.
Yes, and Clyde will get carries this week.
After what Ledbetter went, I mean, they just need Clyde. It's not that we want to blend them; it's they need him if they want to get a running game. So
Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk, man.
Drake against a solid Giants defense.
He's had a low-key great rookie year. He's been overshadowed by Justin Jefferson. Yes. He was injured for a little bit, but when he's played, he's been great.
Yes, Ayuk is a solid start. He's kind of where you have to start him every week. Absolutely. He's just been putting up.
Absolutely. Johnny, with the Steelers defense, I think that he is –
That's good.
Not Josh gonna, Allen in the defense. In the defense, he
that
said
might
that
be what beat him.
But yeah. No, but he don't. He already said that he's not playing one of them. So
you would think you would.
I'm sure he's going to get a different defense.
He might not.
Banking on Josh Allen.
Oh so, man, Oka Blake, man, had to pick up the Jets defense, man. Don't bet on that.
Well, let's go talk. Well, let's go look at what players are available as far as quarterback. I would sit Josh Allen and go get Matt Ryan.
Yes.
So, Ben, if I were you, I would probably make maybe a defensive move and go get Matt Ryan.
Well, good buddy, I don't have any money.
You don't have no money?
No.
You broke, dog?
I'm broke, dog.
You broke, dog?
I'm all in the stocks, man. I'm all tied up.
Y'all tied up in the stocks right now. You can't buy that shit.
No, he's going to get a defense. But that's going to be a mistake. I mean, I think you got to replace one of them, but I think Josh Allen is the one you should replace. But I don't think there's anybody
really
to replace
do you
him
really,
with.
But how do you live the next day waking up and you started the guy that you traded to save your team with a 40 burner on your bench and you lose because you picked up a Matt Ryan that might not produce?
But I understand that it's a hard decision, but you're looking at Josh Allen coming off a 40-point game. You're looking at Pittsburgh, who just got fucking beat by Washington. Yeah, they're banged up, but they just lost to fucking Washington.
Yeah.
I expect this Pittsburgh defense to come out balling this week.
Yeah.
That's like I told you earlier. We have Josh Allen in another league. I'm like, man, I'm so happy we don't have to play this week because I would be super scared to play Josh Allen this week because Pittsburgh's going to be pissed. And
Ben, I think you got it. I really do think you got it, Ben.
I don't know, man. I'm going to go with myself because I believe in myself.
Oh, you sound like a fucking dweeb.
Like Taylor, bro.
I believe in myself,
hell yeah,
man.
You got to believe. Tell him, Taylor. You told me that.
You got it. Y'all both sound like some.
I think that one thing that can also save me is Seattle's matchup defense-wise against the Jets. And Seattle's defense does give up. It's not that great.
It's been pretty
good. But them dudes can get sacks.
Since week 7, week 8, 15, 14, 12, 16, 22, 18. And you start off with, 17 points this year? You can't ask for much more than that. Just because of the sacks and shit, bro, they're actually a pretty good defense to have right now.
That's my saving grace. We'll see what happens. So, I'm going me. I'm a 9.3 favorite. I think it's a lot closer than that. But we'll see what happens. What you guys
I also
feel.
Think that this is a Travis Kelce week. I think that Miami is tough on the corners.
They
tough
are.
Tough on wide receivers.
They
I think
are.
Travis Kelce could explode this week. I'm going Ben. I think it's going to be a good win. I think Nick Chubb gets in the end zone at least once. Cleveland is looking good. I think they're rolling. I think they'll get in the end zone at least once.
Okay. And Diggity Dave, what you laying the hammer on, bro?
I believe Josh Allen will have a bad week. I believe Claypool and Chark will have a bad week. And I believe Kelsey's matchup, like Taylor said, the tight end should shine against Miami. The corners are very good in Miami. Kelce should have a balling-ass game. I think it's going to be very close. But, especially if Josh Allen balls out, because I think Aaron Jones got. I don't think Aaron Jones is going to do nothing crazy. I think he's going to have a solid game. But if Josh Allen can do what he wants to do against that Pittsburgh defense, I still believe he's going to be very close. At the end of the day, I'm going you. I still pick you going beating Johnny. You're more deep. I see McLaurin shaking back. And I see A.J. Brown catching 4 fucking balls, but getting in the end zone this week. And that's all it's going to take. His receiver game is going to hurt him. Like I said, I don't know if Jonnu Smith's going to play. But that tight end differential is just – it should just be way too much for him to overcome. Like I said, even if Josh Allen balls out, Russell should ball out against the Jets. So,
Kelce is what, second in the league in yards right now?
Yeah.
And Tyreek's third. He's got more yards than Tyreek. And Tyreek had a 200-yard game.
Yeah. Travis Kelce is one of the best receivers in the league.
And they don't give him the credit, bro. You never hear much about Travis Kelce.
You don't. He just quietly just puts up stupid-ass numbers every fucking year. This dude is one of the best receivers in the game. And he's not even a receiver. Like, I'm talking about just stat-wise, you know?
Yeah.
But it's this, man, it's a beautiful system he's in that gives him the opportunity. But he is just a great receiver at the tight end position. And he's not a bad blocker. He's just a true tight end that is, he'll go down as one of the greats.
Yep.
And you don't even hear that much from him. Like, you don't hear that much from him because everybody already knows Travis Kelce is just a fucking man.
Exactly. And it's understood.
That's why. Like, you hear a lot about George Kittle because he blew up last year and he's such a great teammate, blah, blah. That's all cute, but Kelce been doing this. This ain't overnight thing. This has been going on. Okay, let's go on to the next matchup. Steven. You have a bye week. Good job, Steven. You beat Ben. And Rick, you've been having a bye week since about 8 weeks ago. But, yeah. That's it for the playoff matchups. Good luck to everybody in the playoffs. And
fuck y'all. I hope everybody lose. Hope every fucking body lose. Hope the power go out. And then you'll have to reset.
Okay. Somebody's a little sour. Okay. All right. Okay. Now it's time to Super Dave Edition. Listen, Rick will win it all this year. Johnny, you suck balls. Steven, you are the luckiest motherfucker alive. Taylor Ford, you are the smartest man in fantasy who sucks at fantasy so bad. 2 years in a row, came and made the playoffs, but no more than everybody. Listen, Darren Waller is overrated. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen,
brought to you by Dave and brought to you by Bud Light, America's Beer, Michelob's for Women. Well, fellas, another show in the books. Ben, any final thoughts?
Listen, you sorry motherfuckers, before we take this podcast to South Beach and enjoy the legends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you meant for them to listen before we cancel this. Yeah, okay.
Correct.
Cool. Okay.
They're starting to piss me off.
You jags, listen. Like, literally, to the podcast. We're going to send it out. I'm going to text that to y'all because y'all don't listen. Taylor Ford, any last thoughts?
Well, I guess I'll see y'all next year.
Not next week?
I guess next time I'll be competitive. The earliest convenience is going to be week one next week.
Yeah, you're right. So thank you for giving us as much competitiveness as Arshad did with his shitty draft. So
yeah, because Arshad is horrible and you were equally as horrible. I'm not good at math. Equally is the right word, right?
Equally as.
Science. Equally as fuck, bitch.
I think it's less than. I think it's less than. It's
less than or equal to.
You're equal to Arshad. As much as you clown him, you're equal to.
And or less than.
That's the gator mouth. Closed to both sides. Yeah, you jag. I went to Marksville Elementary. Fuck you.
We learn with gator mouths.
Yeah. Oh, I love Louisiana. Well, I ain't got a fucking thing to say except I'm the best loser ever. And y'all losing money. My losing money is going to go to a trophy and a belt next year. So whoever scores the highest, fuck y'all next year. I care less because I'm going to score the highest. And I won't get paid for it because that's what I do. All right. For Taylor Ford, for Benjamin Button, for Dirty Dave, this is... What talking about? Is it Out the Mud or Tiger Talk?
This is Tiger Talk.
This is Out the Mud, Tiger Talk. And we'll be back next week. Booyah.
Signing off.
Fuck you, Dodie, you piece of trash. I hope you go to sleep tonight and wet your blankets because you pissed yourself because you got so scared. I'll see you in the consolation bracket, you bitch. I'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye, y'all. Love y'all. Not really. Fuck y'all.
Martin had a dream. Kendrick have a dream. All my life I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less, y'all. I pray my dick get big as the Eiffel Tower so I can fuck the world for 72 hours. Goddamn, I feel amazing. Damn, I'm in the matrix. My mind is living on cloud nine and this nine is never on vacation. Start up that model.